Now, you've heard the old legend of the devil calling all of his imps together to have a council down in hell one morning. And he said, what can we do? I want the smartest, the most brilliant of my imps to come around my throne. Said, how can we deceive that bunch of human beings? And one little smart-like imp stepped up and he said, Master, I have the idea all drawn out. He said, then what is it? And he said, we'll go up there and cause a cyclone to destroy every one of the churches. That's how we'll deceive them. And another imp, which was much more smarter than he was, stepped up and said, how foolish can you speak? That's the only place we've got him to see that, is at the church. And that was so at the beginning, and it's so now. Because he was deceived by trying to sew fig leaves together to make himself away and reject God's way. And that's what he's still doing. Sewing his creeds together, making this and that in big churches and places to try to deceive man by him. The Bible said he would do it. Have a form of godliness and deny the power thereof. So you see, you've got to be a slave one way or the other. But we who are bond slaves to Jesus Christ, we are slaves of joy. Yes. I'm so glad that I got shackles on me that shackles me away from the things of the world, that I could become a slave to Jesus Christ, to serve Him in love. Yes. And you, my brethren and sisters, who are like precious faith, who's been born of the Holy Ghost, that's had the blood of Jesus Christ to sanctify and cleanse you from all the filth of the world, that died daily to the flesh, crucified, putting it away, and becoming a slave to your own body to serve God. We look for a city to come. Blessed be the Lord. We are looking for a city whose builder and maker is God. What this old robe of flesh will drop and rise and seize the everlasting prize and shout while passing through the air, farewell, farewell, sweet hour of prayer. That's what we look for. We look for the day that when we'll be delivered from this old body of corruption, and it'll not be slavery anymore, but we'll be in the arms of Him and in the care of Him and in the image of Him who loved us and gave His life for us, that He might wash us by the water through the Word to make us presentable in the presence of God. His presence goes with us. The angels of God are encamped about those who fear Him.